Yo, you are back with another podcast. This one is with my homies from the Highlander Charter School. My homies from Highlander Charter School, my Steambox crew. Can you please unmute your microphones and say what's up to the world?
No.
What's poppin'?
Hi, people! I'm a potato.
She's a potato, and she would like to encourage you to go and get a taco. That's really important to her. Jada, is that important to you, that everybody goes...
Obviously
it's important. I'm happy that y'all have this energy because it's this crew. I want to point out, I want to welcome, we have a new crew with middle school, Del Sesto Middle School. They are adding to the podcast. We are working on a mental health podcast, a mental wellness podcast, and Alvarez High School is jumping in too. Everybody's later this year. But this week we went back after being number two for like 2 or 3 weeks in a row. This week we are back to the number one spot in the world. And that's why I want to thank you. And that's why I want to give super shout out to Highlander Charter School. So all of you, thank you. You make Steambox special. And I really appreciate everybody in this room right now. Speaking of the people in this room right now, we have my homie, Emmybot, AKA Frickle Frackle Marco, who has all of the followers on all of the social media. She's probably a TikTok star, and we just discussed she goes to Penny Arcade Expo and other conventions where she is a super princess. Forgive me if I'm... Nope, not even going to go there. So I want to say we have just taken a look at one of your videos that I think was a year old, where you took off the wig, started slapping people who are coming at you hard because they're trying to go at the Boricua, right? They think that these princesses cosplaying, they think that they are like public property, they're for touching and they're as sexual objects. What inspired you to make that video?
What inspired me was honestly like real life encounters. I've had some crazy stuff happen, not only to myself, but my performers. And actually originally was supposed to be Princess Jasmine because she's the one that I get harassed more, the most as, but I forgot to do it. So then I was like, I'll do as Moana, it's the same thing. And then that video kind of just blew up overnight. And I think it's because a lot of people not only find it funny, but it's almost relatable where like you always approach with unwanted, like, I don't want to say attention, but you know, like unwanted like advances, you're kind of just working, especially at retail, you know, you're kind of just doing your job and like you're minding your own business and then somebody comes in and says something and like they won't go away. But I wish like deep down is I could just take off my wig, especially as Moana, and just beat them with it because just to get them to go away.
Yo, that's wild. I love that you're violent. But I think that's an appropriate response, right? To people being inappropriate and treating you as a sexual object, because there's a difference, right? Like there are people who are utilizing their social media lens. And honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but there are people who are utilizing their social media lens to explore their sexuality and to be sexual and to be like all, you know, boobies out there and stuff like that. But your intent is to be a princess, right? Like, and people are still like oogling you and treating you with that same sexual intent. And in either instance, I hope everybody, and our Steambox announcement to the world is without consent, you probably should not be grabbing and poking at folks who are out there. Why do you think Princess Jasmine draws the most attention like that?
Just because honestly, it just comes down like to the way she's drawn. Like people are like physically attracted to Jasmine. Like, and honestly, this is so gross to say, but honestly, like being brown is one of the factors because people see it as quote unquote exotic. So they see me as Jasmine, and you know, like the whole like belly shirt that she has, the crop top that she has going on, those pants, and like the slender figure. People see that as like, oh, I can do whatever you want. Like I want to you, and it's just like it's really frustrating because again, it makes me uncomfortable. It makes everybody around me uncomfortable. But at least with Jasmine, she is such a strong character, and she's always known to defend herself. So I can say things really mean in character and it would still not break character integrity.
Oh, and that's important to you. Like it's important to you that even if somebody's being rude with you, that you're gonna handle it in character.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah. There was a quick story time. This happened in Boston, during the Boston Japan Festival. It was me as Jasmine and a friend of mine as Belle, and we had just resurfaced from like the garage under the Boston Commons. And I kid you not, as soon as we come up, of course, we get flooded with so many people wanting to take pictures. And a guy just comes up to me, obviously he was intoxicated, and starts screaming at us. And then he grabs Belle, spits in my like direction, like in front of me, takes her, and then like stalks off with Belle. And like that's the only time in my entire life I've ever broken character integrity. Obviously, I grabbed her back. And I'm 5'1", you guys. I'm 5'1", like super small. And this guy was like 5'9", so like twice my height. And then we were at a screaming match in the middle of this festival, like obviously like yelling vulgar things at each other, and to the point where he eventually let her go and like stalked off. And the thing is, it I can always defend myself, but the thing that surprised me was that not one person did anything to stop it. And this festival was full of people.
That's so wild, right? Like, I think there was a little bit of controversy, and I definitely want to get over to the students. I always hate myself for talking too much, but there was definitely a lot of controversy around almost like the outfits themselves were some form of consent. Like you being out there dressed as a princess was almost inviting to people. And that kind of logic makes you a rapist, I think. So I just want to point that out there, right? Like that's not consent, right? Like cosplay is not consent. I also want to talk about briefly, you know, something that you and I have bonded over, I think before, was representation. And it took me a while to realize that this space was occupied by white people, very specifically. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to realize that it was because there was such a lack of representation until recently. And we're only at the tip of the iceberg because on TV, it's still not a natural order of what we see in our neighborhoods, but at least it's starting to get better. But for a long, long time, these characters were intentionally white. So those spaces, so was it difficult for you to enter that white world?
It's so hard. Even to this day, it's so difficult. I joined, you know, that space during the Moana phase. And before the Moana phase, there were not very much people of color. We had Tiana, and Jasmine gets whitewashed a lot. And of course, we don't perform as Pocahontas because of obvious reasons, because her tribe doesn't like the image of her. So like, we would only have... The industry never believed that Tiana was worth booking. And to me, that was just anti-Black. When I first joined, I had asked, like, hey, like, what character should I add? And it was like the typical, you know, white characters like Elsa, Anna, Belle. And there was never like Jasmine, Tiana, or even Mulan, and so on and so forth. So like, I became like, oh, well, obviously I'm not. Okay, so I had to do something about that. I did Moana and Elena of Avalor. She was Disney's first Latina princess on Disney Junior. They both debuted the same year, and there was probably the only characters that I can play, including Jasmine. And then I built my company off of those, and to the point where I proved, like, hey, I don't have to have Elsa and Anna on my team in order to succeed in not only this industry, but anywhere else. It got to the point where Moana was so popular that I had like full performance at one point. I had a Maui, and I would cry every single time I had a Moana booking, not because I didn't want to be Tiana, but because there was so much bookings for her. And that's now that I'm like, it's been years since then, I understand like how important that was. Like my Moana meet and greets were like 2 hours long. They were very, very long. But now I'm advocating in the industry because it's still very like not about diversity and representation. But they scream about character integrity so much, meaning like they will eat you alive if your snowflakes for Elsa are not the same exact thing. Wow. But it's okay not to have Tiana. Just put her in an Amazon costume, right? Or, oh, it's okay. Like Jasmine's a little whitewashed, right? Like she's not that brown. Like just put her out there. And they love character integrity, but excluding the VIP OCs, which always bothers me. So I'm always on their case about it. And they know who I am. If I'm commenting on your post, that means I see a problem with it, because I'm not leaving this industry. Obviously, I eventually will age out, but I'm not leaving until the industry changes. And instead of it being so white-centric, they start letting people from different races at their table, because it's no longer just white.
Are you going to age out, or are you going to evolve?
I'm evolving to dinosaurs, actually.
There you go. Hold up. So, second reference to dinosaurs. so I'm kicking it. I got a quick question for the youth, right? And I want to say thank you to Rodney Brown, who actually suggested you probably 2 years ago or so. Who? He is a photographer. And when I asked about like local cosplayers who would be dope for students, you may not remember Rodney Brown, but Rodney Brown was really quick to suggest you.
Rodney's so awesome. Every time I go to conventions, he's always there at the table. Like, I love it. Always buying his own business, just living.
Rodney is super dope. Shout out to Rodney. We love Rodney. So here's my question for the students, and I can't wait to see if somebody answers this because I'm mad stupid. I'm today years old when, after probably 2 years of just real slight back and forth with Emmy, I'm today years old when I put it together. Emmy bought Frickle Frackle Marco and bought. Does that ring a bell for any of you? You're probably not going to have this. It probably doesn't ring a bell for any of you, but does it? No. Nobody? All right, word. Wait, I don't want to take any. Cameron, go.
Wait, what'd you say? Sorry.
So her surnames here, right? Like her aliases. We got Emmy Bot and we got Frickle Frackle Marco, right? So we got Marco and we got Bot. And she uses them separately, not together usually, right? So I was today years old when I put those together. Can any of you put those together on the spot? If not, that's fine. I'm going to move on for the sake of the podcast. Emmy, am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Attack on Titan. Any of you Attack on Titan fans?
Yeah.
Cameron, is that why you unmuted your microphone? Did you have that a little bit? I believe you. I believe you. Cameron was there. Cameron had it. All right, so you were definitely, like, this is not a coincidence. I was definitely stupid for the past 2 years to not put that together.
No, listen, eventually you figured it out. It was Marco Bot from Attack on Titan.
Okay, so I assume you are a fan. Are you a fan of Attack on Titan?
I was like hardcore like fan when I was younger. They brought what are those games? Oh, an escape game from Japan to New York, an Attack on Titan one, and I drove all the way there to play.
Like, that's dope. That's dope. I don't want to take any more of the podcast. Cameron, are you a fan of Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Levi Arkman.
Okay. Billy, do you mess with Attack on Titan?
I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't watched it.
Billy and I share a favorite. Billy, what's the favorite that you and I share?
Anime?
Yeah, which part of anime?
Oh, Death Note.
For sure. So you were talking about escape rooms. We did an escape room in Japan. I took students to Japan. We did an escape room on Death Note, but everything was in Japanese.
Everybody's
chasing us in Japanese and screaming at us. And one of my students used their kung fu in the escape room. I took way too much time. I'm really, really sorry. I am pushing over to Potato right now. Potato, the floor is yours.
Welcome to Japan. That's so cool.
Welcome to my laboratory. Okay.
We are in your lab.
Oh. Huh?
We are in your lab, Pato.
Oh, okay. So I have multiple questions, but I'm going to try and remember my first question, okay? So my first question is,
I believe in you, Potato.
If you were to be in any type of movie, like it could be animated or whatever, any type of movie or show, what would it be? Just like for a day.
Oh man, that's hard. Maybe something that isn't about like murder or like mystery and scary stuff. What's really innocent?
SpongeBob,
or even Steven Universe. That's pretty innocent.
Steven Universe is the jam.
Yeah, it is. Probably Steven Universe, yes.
Am I the only one that Steven Universe makes cry? Is that like just me that Steven Universe is mad?
That's why we relate to it on a personal level.
Yeah, for real. And I'm a dad, right? And I look at his dad and I feel like he got played a little bit.
He did.
Sabdiel, welcome back to the Steambox podcast. Sabdiel is one of our brave voices here. Sabdiel, what's your question?
I did my due diligence. I want to ask you, how's it going?
I'm chilling. It's really warm today for some reason.
Because in our school, we use sus as suspicious.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody heard about this in our school because people were using it as, you know, sus as some calling them gay in our school.
Yeah, I
get yeah.
We all know that suspicious sus came from Among Us, and we all know that that's.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna here's why I want to move on real quickly, just because I don't know if I'm comfortable contributing to the culture of like trying to figure out somebody else's gender norms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and I love that you are asking questions, and I love that you are. I don't find your question offensive. I feel like you're talking about material that can cross over into offense. So yeah. I want to thank you for your contribution.
What I can say, because you're right. At the end of the day, I'm like a cis female, and like I use she/her pronouns, so I don't even know. You know what I mean? Like, so I can't even speak on the behalf of what you're asking.
So I think let's get there probably with the appropriate guest and with the appropriate. Level of research, because I feel like these are good questions and things that we should talk about and figure out what the appropriate way for us to behave in school and stuff like that is. Mm-hmm. Billy, I'm sorry, Sabdiel, before I leave you, what's your favorite anime?
I can't say I have a favorite, man. I watch too many.
Billy, what's your favorite anime? And Emmy, feel free to judge.
Okay, perfect. At the moment, it's Maid-sama.
Yo, what is this? Tell me about it.
It's an anime about this girl who's like, she shows dominance and the guy really likes it. But he's this type of guy who's like always breaking girls' hearts, you know?
Wait, what is it called?
It's called Maid-sama.
Okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah, and she like secretly works at a maid cafe, so she's kind of like contradicting herself, because like in the school setting she's so like against guys, and then after school she's like works at this maid cafe, so you know they're like master and all this stuff. So
okay,
oh, thank you. Watch that. Okay,
you're gonna have to check this out. Emmy, what's your favorite current anime? What do you
Listen, the question is here. When was the last time I watched an anime? It's been a hot minute since COVID. Let me see. You know what I saw recently? Not really watched it, but like I saw it from a distance. That, what's it called? Cells at Work. I was like, that's so cool. And it gets us like medically accurate. It's about literally cells in the body. I think it's on Hulu. And that's as much as I know. But before that, it was definitely My Hero Academia.
Yo, I can't.
Everybody else.
Oh my God, Jamie.
I know. Cameron says that all the time. I can't mess with it. I cannot. I don't know why. I just.
Really? How interesting.
Everything needs to be One Punch Man and everything else.
No!
Billy, it's my jam. It's my jam. Billy, what was your question?
Okay, I think my question just got answered. I was going to ask if she's cosplayed as like. Recent anime characters, like more modern ones.
Yeah, definitely might. You have the amount of racism I get as Deku. Just remembered. I'm laughing about it because I'm like dying inside. So you know, black people or brown have orange undertones, and Deku has green hair. One time, somebody called me an Oompa Loompa, and I had a laugh because I'm like, yo, they're getting smarter. Like so much, like. They're getting quicker with their responses. Or like they call me the N-word Deku. Like, yo, the My Hero fandom is very, like, very, very racist, very anti-black. I don't care. I'm a B Deku, you know.
Is this at like cons or?
It was on TikTok.
On TikTok, this is your
TikTok. No one's both in person. Yeah, it's on TikTok. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, there's a level of toxicity to it. There's a level of toxicity to the whole internet. So.
Oh, absolutely. Especially now that everyone's in quarantine and bored.
What's the most common shit you have to deal with?
I would want to say racism, but I think I deal with educating people more on it than being like, almost a victim. It's not a victim. Being attacked with racism. So like. And a lot of microaggressions, especially in the party princess industry, where what was a question somebody asked? It was like ridiculous, and it was like common sense. I was like, "How did you not know that?" But it was like, "Do you think my Moana performer, who is Black, should play her. And mind you, the performer was like Maya Melanin. And I was like, do you guys like look at Moana and think that she's white? Like, I don't know. Like, am I colors like off or is yours off? Because it's the same. Like, you put a brown person with Moana and they're the same thing. I just don't get it. Or I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tinkerbell. She has obviously fairy friends. And one is obviously an Asian character. She's modeled after Lucy Liu. And they were like, yeah, she's white. And I'm like, okay. So definitely more about educating than I am being attacked online.
I see that all the time. Yanhel with your fly purple polo that I could never pull off. What's up, Yanhel?
I really got nothing to say, to be honest, bro. Like, I forgot I pulled a Billy, so sorry.
A Billy on us?
Yeah.
I'm gonna move over to I'm moving over to Calvin, but I'm coming back to you, Yanhel, right after Calvin. I hope Calvin.
All right, chill. I'll think of something. All right, chill.
Calvin has the shortest question possible, just so that we throw the spotlight right back.
Ask me how I'm doing. That's it.
Sabotaging this podcast.
My question is basic, but if you used to be the president for like 24 hours, what's the first five things you would do?
That's a new question. We haven't heard this before. Calvin, thank you.
Oh my God, wait, Calvin, what was the question? Like, I was trying to listen.
If you was like president for like 24 hours, what's the first five things you would do?
First five things? Release everybody in the cages.
Yes.
I would, wow, this is like five? Okay. Release all the children in the cage of the families, reunite the families, stop all people who are being wrongfully deported, declare a chicken nugget day, and then let's see. I don't know. Because I'm mad. So, like, cut away Texas. Just cut it off.
Cut away Texas.
Yes. Because of what they did yesterday. So just cut it all off.
Those poor freezing. No electricity. So
besides that, their governor lifted, like, they're open 100%. No masks, nothing.
Yeah, so, I know.
Now, Texas needs to go in timeout.
People's grandmas are going to die, but that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have, I think there's two of our students who are down with taking away the masks. I happen to side with you. Calvin, what do you want to see on that list? What do you want from Frickle Frackle Marco as president?
Chicken Nugget Day.
I was messing with the Chicken Nugget Day. I'm not going to lie.
Yo, I'm messing with Chicken Nugget Day, too. I'm hoping that we get spicy chicken nugget. Yanhel, guess what? We're back to you.
All right. I got you. What do you think about a burrito being a taco, actually? A burrito is a taco, right?
Oh my God, if a burrito is a taco?
No, because a burrito is basically a taco if you cut it in half, but not like all the way in half, feel me?
But is it a soft taco or a hard taco?
It's a soft taco.
Okay.
It's like a hot dog is a taco too, because like.
Yeah. You're onto something. I think you should be the president.
Exactly. I'm a whole.
Yo, that's smart.
I'm a whole philosopher.
They're the same thing, if I'm being honest. You put that in my head. Same exact thing.
A burrito is not a taco.
Yes, it is. Just closed. The taco is not. It's like putting a blanket over yourself.
We're gonna have to put a poll in the comments, but a burrito, no way, not hearing it. Burrito, it's taco. Not as is. You're talking about if you cut it, if you do things to it, whatever. Isaiah, we on you.
Alrighty, so my question is, are you satisfied like with the position you're in, considering like your career right now? Like, are you satisfied with where you're at?
The thing is, like, I didn't plan for this career path. I am not an influencer. I am not about center of attention. I actually really dislike center of attention. It's just not my thing. I'm more a behind the scenes kind of person. So it's been more about adapting. And if I'm satisfied, it's more of like, if it wasn't my original goal, like, what am I expecting? Mm-hmm. Business-wise, yes. Like, I'm happy with my business. That's my career. I love entertaining children and being an actor. But I guess when it comes to social media, I would say like yes and no, because now instead of just me hiding behind the screen and being like, oh, like I don't like, you know, being an influencer, it's more of like I'm going to use my influencer powers to speak up and advocate for issues that need to be spoken about and heard. So I guess as of right now, I would lean more towards a yes. Like, yes, I'm satisfied with the career path I'm going on because I've done a lot of things. But I definitely have a lot more work to do in my little career of advocacy and representation in the topics of diversity and stuff.
Thank you for your question, Isaiah, our future MC. Elijah is our future fantasy author. Elijah, what's your question?
No way! That's awesome.
Well, it's a very unique question that I haven't asked before.
Yeah.
If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
A book probably about fantasy. I really like fantasy. I love filming fantasy. I love shooting with my camera. Fantasy and storytelling. But yeah, definitely fantasy. Actually, on TikTok, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing a fantasy original story called Elemental Allies. And it's pretty dope. It's about a guy named Tuck, and he made a mistake many, many years ago. And that was, I'm just going to spoil it for you guys. Oh my God. Hopefully people with Elemental Allies don't listen to this. Don't listen to this, Elemental Ally people. So like we get a bunch of people, it's like LARPing, but telling a story. It's about a guy named Tuck. He made a mistake many, many years ago. The mistake comes back to haunt him. And it's just about fixing the balance of like the earth, because Elemental Allies is about the elements. And the tag itself, we call it a tag, but it's a story. We advocate for cleaning our planet and, you know, bringing awareness of the climate change and awareness. Last year, we did a global cleanup. So we have about, last year, we had like about 100 players in our tag. And we organized this huge global thing, yeah. And we raised money for a local wildlife place in Long Island, New York. It was really cool. Well, it was on TikTok, and we're still going, but we do storytelling through our characters because, again, we can't go outside, and we can't, and if people are not writers and they're more like visual storytellers, TikTok is definitely a platform to utilize that.
Yo, that's dope. Thank you. Thank you, Elijah, for your question, and thank you for a very detailed answer. After, you know, I was at some of the protests recently, and the way that I saw the military being used against the students, it reminded me of the story that I always want to tell. It goes back to G.I. Joe, right? Like in G.I. Joe, as this military unit, I want to tell the story of Cobra actually leading the revolution, right? Like I think we look at good guys, bad guys, and I want to start to ask the question of who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. Because when I saw our military, who I know we love, and there are family members and all of these people who deserve respect for going out there and putting their name on the lines. But when I saw the way that our military was used, right? So the people that we love, the way that they were used against our own people, it made me sad, and it makes me want to tell that story. I'm going back to Billy. Billy, what's up?
Hello.
Hello. Shalom.
My question was what inspired you to like start cosplay? Because I know it's like not something easy. It takes like
time and effort. Okay. So like I'm ancient, y'all. I'm like really old. So I started off because I was on Gaia online. It's a really old website. It's like when the internet first started. And they were talking about conventions, and they have like forums you can talk to people in. And they brought up Anime Boston. And then obviously I snooped, and Anime Boston had more forums, and they would talk about what they called cosplay. And obviously I was really, really into Attack on Titan back in the day. And they're like, hey, like we're meeting up at this mall, the Prudential Mall in Boston, and we're going to dress up as the characters. And yo, I was so excited. I was like, what? This is a thing? Yo, people do this? So like I went. I think I was dressed as Ymir. It was a while ago. And then I fell in love with the whole idea of cosplay and just Attack on Titan in general. We've done, so Boston has a very big like cosplay community. Every single weekend there was always some sort of fandom meeting up. If it's Smackers Ladybug or Steven Universe or Attack on Titan or My Hero, something was always happening. And for Attack on Titan, we had camping trips together. We went to Six Flags together. We went to Salem. We did so many things together because of how big the cosplay community is, which is like fantastic because when it comes to anime or even cosplay, you feel like you're alone. But there's so many people out there that you don't even realize that live not even like down the street from you or even next door who are into that.
Yo, that's so dope. Cameron's
invite upset. Me next time, bro.
Cameron's upset. I will. Upset that they're not invited. Yo, this stuff happens. I didn't know, but they do hide and seek in IKEA until IKEA calls the cops. And they do like the Naruto run right here in Providence. They do a Naruto run yearly event, which is pretty fun too. Like these events that are hilarious. And we don't even know. There was a guy at me at the Penny Arcade at PAX, Chris from Epic Games. It's something different. It's like Awesome Epic something. It's not Epic Games like Fortnite people. Yeah. And he makes board games, and he made like this Big Trouble in Little China, which was what I was there for. That's my jam. But he also sets up this LARPing event in Pennsylvania where they do this whole, like, it's this whole Game of Thrones kind of thing. And you're staying in a castle overnight and you're supposed to be all dressed apart.
There's one like that in New Jersey. I don't know the name of it, but it's something like that. But it's like in the middle of the woods. And I guess the people who run this LARP thing, they bought like acres of land. So they just built like random buildings like to fit the theme. And it's like really immersive.
Yo, Yanhel, Cameron, I know Yanhel's from my neighborhood, so we're representing our hood. We're going to go and just show up and be Latinos in LARP.
That's what's up.
Latinos in LARP. I can't.
Yes.
Cameron, what else? What other animes are there? Because we failed on My Hero Academia. I know you and Emmy like that, but come on. What's your jam, Cameron? And why is it One Punch Man?
Okay. That's One Punch Man's confusing.
It's how do you get? Okay, Cameron, ask your question. Ask your question, Cameron.
Are you going to start the new season of AOT?
Are you going to start the new season of Attack on Titan? Is Cameron's question. Emmy, what's your love for Attack on Titan like these days? Are you all caught up? Are you looking forward to the new season? Or has your love just shifted to something else? Like my son went from Naruto to One Piece and he's just done.
Well, I guess I'm like caught up. I guess I hear what people are saying. I'm not like actively reading it anymore. But it's one of those things where like it did introduce me to cosplay and it did introduce me to like social media and like all my friends that I have now. So I always have like a fond of it in my heart. I'm like, oh, like I remember that back in the day. Like, and it's really fantastic because it's been years, right, since I've like cosplayed it. But when I meet new groups of friends, they'll be like, yo, remember when we used to do Attack on Titan? And I was like, what, you guys did it too? And we always bond over that or Hidalia. But yeah, and we always find out we were always at the same conventions. We'll be like, all right, look at the full albums, like at NA Boston. And then you'll see like them over here and I'm over there. I'm like, yo, we like technically met years ago. You should watch Attack on Titan. I like it because of the plot.
Billy saying, so I should watch it.
It's absolutely crazy, the plot change. It's just like,
yeah,
wow.
I agree 100%.
What's super interesting, and this goes back to that conversation earlier about where you got your name, right? So Marco Bot from Attack on Titan, as I listened to you, I listened to you talking about how that was your inspiration. That's how this all started for you, and your fame came from your interest and love of Attack on Titan.
Legacy you'll never get over. So like the reason why I have it like Frigo Fraco Marco was Tumblr, huh? The joke, you know how like people, they have like words like you said, like sauce or like what's the new words there? Whatever the new words are nowadays. And Frigo Fraco was one of them. And I don't know why. I'm like, that's so easy. It rolls off the tongue and it's really funny. And mind you, again, you guys, I am old and usernames were made just because like people had like baby girl 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, you know, it just didn't make any sense. It wasn't supposed to, especially when we were warned from online strangers. So I made Frigo Fraco and I really loved Marco. He's still my favorite to this day. And I said, Frigo Fraco Marco, and I kept it. And then I was like, okay, let me put it on Instagram. Okay, let me make it my cosplay name, because it wasn't as serious as it is now. Like, your social media represents you. And now, you know how embarrassing it is to show up to, like, LA and TikTok? And they're like, yeah, it's Frigo Fraco. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yo, own that.
Huh?
Own it.
I have to. It's my legacy now. I'm going to die with it. I can't change it now.
But that's the thing, right? So that was where it started for you. And that's where your fandoms, like, came from. And what happened in Attack on Titan, spoiler alert, Marco was built up and Marco got his fame, but it turns out it was posthumous because he had been dead. And this was like this longstanding legacy that had been told. And we were seeing this narration that was happening. I know I'm oversimplifying and I didn't tell it exactly as is, but like you find out later. And I feel like that's where you are, right? Like you are at this point where Marco is not your jam anymore, but it's definitely the hook and it's definitely the starting place. I find that poetic almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I still love him, but like, yeah, it's one of those things where like I look back on that, I'm like, yo, that's where it all started.
Thank you. So I want to know really quickly, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I do. So tell me, how'd y'all get started? What's your origin story? You know, like how did certain people join on this podcast or...
Yo, what's it like when they ask if you want to join Steambox? What appealed to some of you? I want to go back to Jada, who wanted to be last. Jada, what drew you to Steambox? How come you wanted to participate?
All right, I like talking, and I love making videos and stuff. So,
and I love that. All of these students, except for Billy, joined after the apocalypse, right? All of these students, except for Billy, joined after the apocalypse. So so I could probably ask Billy a question like, what was your favorite moment in Steambox? But even Billy's relatively new and has been part of Steambox for just over a year. Billy, what was your favorite moment with Steambox?
I don't want to sound fat, but I think one of my favorite ones was when Kicks by Maureen came in. And she made the little Steambox cookies and all that. Yeah,
that's really cute. Oh my God, I love that.
that's how this stuff happens, right? So here's the origin story. The origin story was I was told that somebody like me, a hoodie like me, those were the words that were used from really old, could never run an organization like this. And I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna go start an organization like this and I'm gonna come back so that's how we started, almost out of spite. And I wanted it to be for the students so the students can do whatever, like we can build off of their passions, right? And Elijah, like we come back to his fantasy novels. Isaiah just had a whole month where we brought in guests that were hip hop artists, right? Some of them have been like all the way up the charts, like Megaran, although Megaran was on previously. But my point is, like Billy just illustrated a minute ago, they start learning how to play me. They start learning how to make Steambox specifically for them. So students with Billy's crew, yeah, they were like, we like to eat, right? Like Yanhel's always talking about tacos. So, so one day a different group said, we want to interview a chef who makes tacos. So I got a chef who came in and made tacos and we all ate together. This is the apocalyptic group. So they haven't seen it, but guess what, Emmy? I had students who said, we want to go to Comic-Con. So we went to Comic-Con. I had students who then said, oh, wouldn't it be dope if we could go to Anime Boston? So we went to Anime Boston. It was expensive. But then the next year they were like, yo, we want to go to the best anime studio in the world. And I'm like, word, we're going back to Boston? Nah, they wanted to go to Ghibli, right? So we went to-
Yeah, I love that. You guys are ambitious. I love it.
We went to Tokyo. The students are ambitious. They sent shit to space. They've been to Tokyo twice, right? Like- on this podcast, they got dope rappers telling them how dope they are. And Billy's talking about how we have people on the podcast coming in and feeding them. So the idea with Steambox is this is supposed to work for all of you. Peace out, Billy. I know Billy is leaving. Emmy.
Bye, Billy.
Bye. Emmy, where can we follow you for the rest of the world who hasn't caught on yet? Where do we check out your TikTok? Where do you want us to check you out?
Let's see. I guess my Instagram, because I'm more like talky over there. You'll get to know me as a person. I feel like TikTok, I have to, they call it reintroducing yourself. After you reach a certain amount of followers, you have to like go out there and tell them like, hey, I'm so-and-so, so that you don't become like a mindless, you know, influencer to them. You want to connect with the audience. So definitely Instagram. But if you're on TikTok, follow me on Instagram and TikTok as well. Instagram and TikTok, I guess. My name is Friggle Frackle Marco. But yeah. I guess TikTok is fun. My name is Pickle Freckle Marco.
Say one more time. I cut you off because I'm a jerk.
Oh no, you're fine. I was saying like TikTok for entertainment, and then Instagram to get to know me as a person.
All right, word. YouTube, you still doing YouTube stuff?
Oh yeah. So the reason why I stopped YouTube is because of COVID, and you know, like virtual things like this didn't really exist back, you know, like last year. It's not as normalized as it is now. I will be continuing videos, a lot of discussion stuff, especially with like how. This is a conversation piece that I really want to have, is having BIPOCs and the whole, I'm getting off topic, but like how Black Lives Matter just happened, and you know, the racism against Asians. I want to bring those groups in and talk about how they've been doing it, especially on top of COVID, because I'm noticing a lot of friend groups have been breaking up because of these issues. And it's not the BIPOCs, it's them standing up for themselves and white spaces being uncomfortable with it and blaming them for it. So like, that's a conversation piece that I want to have on my YouTube, which is, again, Trickle Fracko Marco. So yeah.
Why do you say it with such shame? Do you remember in Finding Nemo, what was it, like a crawfish or whatever that was cleaning the bowl, and they asked him to stop and then he couldn't, and he was like, I'm ashamed, right? Like, you say it with such shame. Say it with pride.
I think it's because I like show up to these events and everyone has like their name out there and like something professional. I'm like, yeah, I made this username back in 2015 when usernames weren't a thing.
Yo, you know? It's dope. Say it with some pride, like Frickle Frackle Marco, be that.
Yo, I'm Frickle Frackle Marco. Yo, what up? My name's Emmy Ball.
Say it like our people go out there with all the pride in the world who think that like our land is number one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, Puerto Rico every day, you know, every day you say Puerto Rico and people going wild out, right? Like, stay with that kind
of people don't even know I'm Puerto Rican. I have to start talking about my culture too. No one even knows who Diana are either. And I'm like, I got to use my platform to talk about it.
Yo. All right. Boom. I'm going to do that right now because I know students are going to be transitioning to.
They left to their class, they said.
But real quick. I struggle with identity sometimes, right? Because I don't fit into some of those boxes sometimes. Like I'm not Spanish. Stop calling me Spanish because my family speaks Spanish. I kind of identify a lot more with Native American recently, right? Like not Hispanic, not Spanish. I identify as this Latino Native American because of the Taino roots. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. I've actually stopped being like, oh, like Spanish. I started identifying myself as Afro-Indigenous because my dad is Black and my mother is like Taino. So like Afro-Indigenous, I thought the word was so beautiful. I'm like, that's what represents me. And none of this like Hispanic or even Latino was a word made by the US. So like just to like group us all together. But a lot of like, especially people in the Caribbean have been trying to connect back with their Taino roots. So I would definitely consider yourself Indigenous.
We're not the same. I know people look at these groups and we looked at a lot of the way that the Cuban groups were coming, and our experience is very different than the Cuban experience, right?
Yeah.
So I found that super interesting. I want to say thank you for coming on, but I have to go back to I want to go back to Jada and Elijah real quick. Do any of you have last second questions? Anything you want to say before we wrap?
Potato.
Yes, I do.
So follow Frickle Frackle Marco. The princess of the world. A lot of students had questions and we're super happy to have an internet personality on. So I want to thank Rodney one last time. Shout out to Rodney. Thank you for coming on. I hope to have you on again soon, probably with a different group to talk more about cosplay and cosplay culture.
That's what's up.
Hey, all right. Thank you, everybody. We will see you next week. Our guest will be Lone the Dow, talking about generations rising for youth organizations. So we are talking about equity in the youth community. Thank you, everybody, for making us the number one podcast in the world, Steambox. This is Highlander Charter School. We out.